Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Why am I nervous? I am a little nervous. Finally, the time arrives to share the wedding story, and I don't know why I have butterflies in my stomach. I want you all to know that I really appreciate not just the thousands and thousands of messages you sent over wedding weekend. I didn't get them, most of them, until well after Christmas when I got ready to return to work. But I did read all of them, and I am so grateful that so many of you care about me personally. Again, I'm overwhelmed by the number of messages going back to 4 months out when I shared with you in a kind of a surprise way that I'd be getting married to the love of my life on an NFL Sunday. Something I never thought would happen, but I did. And from that point on, we've been inundated, not just with messages, but with questions, with curiosity, to the point where we've done three Ask Amy Anything Walks Down the Aisle videos with all unique questions. Jay couldn't keep track of them all. And we promised you that once I was back on the air, wasn't sure exactly when, but we would share the story with you. And I wanted to wait until producer Jay was back because he's one of my best friends in the world, but also because he's been part of the planning process. And so it would only be fair. Now, Jay's heard some of the stories already because we spoke on the phone over the holidays, but he hasn't heard the goofy stuff that went wrong. And so he's ready to laugh along with you and with me. Because at this point, I can now laugh about it. I'll tell you the truth. The first 48 hours or so after the wedding, there were a few things that I was having a hard time letting go. Like a real hard time letting go. Because people messed up, right? But you can only control you. You can't control other people. And people make mistakes. And so there were a few things that went wrong that I was obsessing over. Because that's me. I'm a perfectionist. Now that it's 2.5 weeks later, 3 weeks on Sunday, Bob and I have been able to laugh at some of the things that went wrong, and we recognize it'll be part of our story, but mostly this is our perspective. What mattered to us, meaning our priorities, if we could have listed the top five elements that mattered the most to us, they were all perfect, right? So there was a bunch of small things that went wrong. But if you had asked us before the wedding, what are your priorities? Now, his and mine would have been different because we're each two completely different individuals. But we agreed on a couple of things. Number one, we wanted the flowers to be perfect. And even though they didn't arrive in Texas until 3 days before the wedding, they were absolutely perfect. The woman that we didn't really hire her. We asked her. We ended up paying her just because we were so grateful. She didn't want to take our money, but she was a friend of Bob's from his church, and she's got a great vision and an incredible gift when it comes to arrangements and decorations, and we had asked her to work with us, and then we'd stressed her out because the flowers arriving in boxes were 2 weeks late. And so, poor Marissa, she was nervous, and yet she delivered. She worked all weekend long. She showed up there on Sunday morning, and she put together the centerpieces at the reception, which we got reception in a barn, which is amazing. She did the arrangements on the end of the pews, and the flowers for the backdrop of our wedding ceremony were absolutely stunning. So that would have been one thing that we told you was really important to us, and it was perfect. The weather, it was glorious. But no joke. It rained. So we got married on a Sunday. It rained until Saturday morning. It was humid. It was a little bit sticky. But the 3 days of our wedding and the next like couple days after were perfect. Temps in the low 60s, no humidity, gorgeous sunshine and bright blue skies. And then at night, temps dropping to about mid-40s, even low 40s, depending upon the time. We were thrilled with the weather. It was a picture-perfect Houston day, and we couldn't have asked for anything more with the weather. So those are two things we would tell you that were so important to us. Family, that element of the wedding couldn't have been better. There were people in my family, extended family, who hadn't been together in the same place, meaning the two sides of my family, my mom and some of my Grammy Helen's relatives that made the trip from Wisconsin. They hadn't been in the same place in decades. One relative in particular that my mom had always been close to, one of my Grammy Helen's sons, so one of my uncles, they'd always had a great connection. He showed up with a couple of cousins at my house on Saturday night when we had a big family party. My mom walked out the door and burst into tears. Like, just, it was so emotional for my family to have people together in the same place that had not been there together in the same place for 20 plus years. That, the reunions with family and friends, friends I hadn't seen because I moved all over the country for work, friends I hadn't seen in 15 years, and to have them all come together in one place and to have them meet Bob and to be part of one of the most significant and important days of my life, overwhelming. And so again, while things went wrong, and I will tell you some of the ridiculous things that went wrong and just the ways that they unfolded, oh my gosh. And yet what we cared most about, what mattered most to us, we couldn't have asked for anything more. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I have made two lists, by the way. I've made my lists of my most unforgettable moments / elements of the wedding, and I've made a list of what went wrong. All right, so we're going to save what went wrong. Jay, I'm not kidding. I've gotten to 10, and I'm still not done. So I'm going to start with the story of what we loved and what went right and kind of weave you through wedding weekend that way. And then next hour, or maybe back half of this hour, we'll see how long it goes, I'll tell you about what went wrong. It's comical. Like, it was a comedy of errors. And I'm not kidding, Jay. After the first couple days, I thought, shoot, I think more went wrong than went right. Now, Bob quickly corrected me and was like, come on, that's not true. And so we've started to focus on what we loved more than what was driving me crazy. It's not anymore. But as I have readily admitted, I'm a perfectionist. And these things, after months of planning, that's the crazy part. You plan for months, meticulously. I had it all planned out. And then the day arrives and it's like, what did I bother planning? Why did I even bother? And so, yeah, so those people who told me, just be prepared for things to go wrong, they did. You were right. You were absolutely right. But
still
for those,
not good advice, though.
No, for those of you who told me that I would not remember anything and it would be a blur, you were absolutely dead flat out wrong, because I remember it all. All right, Jay has put up a post on our show Twitter as well as on Facebook. So After Hours CBS plus our Facebook page. Jay, I did notice that people are writing with questions on the post that I put up earlier in the day, so you might check there too. Jay's promised that he will field your questions. He may take some on the phone. He's kind of touch and go on that. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. We're doing this in kind of a succinct form where we're dedicating hours 2 and 3 to the wedding so that it's easy to find on podcast. I know many of you have said to me, oh no, what happens if I can't stay up and hear the whole thing? Well, that's what the podcast is for. We got you, peeps. We got you. So yes, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for caring. Trust me, you're going to laugh. All right, so I told you about the flowers. They were perfect. If you haven't seen the photos, they are on Twitter and Facebook. I did share some of them last week. Photos that actually were the arrangements from the wedding. So they turned out perfectly. There was a lot of stress involved with the flowers arriving in Houston. They arrived after Bob had already left to come to New Jersey to drive with me back to Texas because we had a full SUV. Actually, we ended up with a caravan, a minivan, and then we also had Penny. And so to have to drive 18 hours straight, we needed two drivers, and I needed his help with the dog. And so he was already gone from Texas by the time the flowers arrived, which meant my mom and her husband had to go to his house, pick up the flowers, take them to the woman who was decorating. So it was a big brouhaha. I will never use the U.S. Postal Service to mail a box again, but they did arrive on time, and they were absolutely perfect. Here's the funny thing, though. I never even saw the tables or the reception with the centerpieces before people sat down. Because by the time we walked into the barn, people were crowding at the tables, right? And everyone was sitting down waiting for dinner. They were waiting for our entrance and waiting for dinner. So I never even saw what it looked like in the barn. Like, I didn't even think about that. We planned those centerpieces and the picture perfect atmosphere in the barn, and everyone else got to enjoy it. We never even saw it, which is okay. I mean, I'm sure it was wonderful. Actually, Jay, I forgot to tell you this. The photos are done.
Oh, really?
They are done. Wow. We just got an email on Wednesday evening telling us that our photos are available. Now, Bob and I agreed because I got stressed out right away because I'm getting ready for a show, right? I'm getting ready to go to work. It's not fair. We can't look at the photos now because,
no,
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear. I was like, no, please don't. Let's wait till the weekend. So we have a date night Friday. That's what we're going to do is we're going to go over the photos.
Perfect.
That way we can laugh. We can admire the ones that we really like. We can pick what we like. But I know it's going to take us hours to go through them.
Do you know how many there are?
There's a couple hundred. Yeah.
Wow,
so we are really excited to see them, but we decided to wait until the weekend just because it's not fair. Either he'd be going to work or I'd be going to work, and it's just...
No, yeah, you want to be fully invested in looking at the pictures.
Yes,
that's a fun
right, we want to be able to do it without a time limit on
right.
it. So, yeah, so that's part of our date night coming up. So we haven't done that yet, but the photos are done. They are available. People keep asking me, when do we get to see photos? I don't know the answer to that question. I actually... And Bob and I agreed on this. I actually have said no photos on either Twitter or Facebook. If there are going to be photos, they're going to be on my blog because that's mine. And so they will not be on social media, but they will be, a few of them will be available probably of elements of the wedding and the reception and some of the flowers and the decor and the cookie bar and the cupcakes and all that jazz. Maybe a photo of me in my dress, because I know many of you would like to see it. All the women out there, I know you really want to see it. Bob and I agreed no photos of the ceremony at all, no photos of he and I during the wedding at all. And that's his choice as well as mine. So it's not like I'm making that for him. We made that decision together. So I apologize if that disappoints you. I just know we wanted to keep parts of it private. But not the stories, peeps. Not the stories. Okay, so I'm counting down here, Jay. The flowers were amazing. The purple, the silver, the white. They showed up late, but they were still perfect. The dancing was awesome. So that's the next step up on my list here. The dancing was hysterical, and there was a good group of us dancing. Now, I will say this. People had told me beforehand, I think I mentioned this to you, that when it's an older couple getting married, so right, we're not in our early 20s. There are a lot of people at the wedding, you know, like extended family members who were in their 60s or 70s or 80s, right? So older people, yes, we had, I think 20 somethings because of, you know, our family members and then their significant others and then just some friends of ours. So we did have a significant group of younger people that were there. And then we had people our age. But what people had told us, our wedding coordinator, as well as I think that was a photographer who said to us, well, you know, with a wedding of an older couple, fewer people dance. And I thought, what? No, remember, I even said that to you. And you're like,
remember,
no way.
Yeah.
People are going to dance, right? Those people were right. There were about 15 of us that danced for quite a while because we had left most of the reception open for dinner and dancing. There were a good group of us, like 15 to 20 people who danced. Everybody else either sat there or left early. It was pretty, like, I've never seen anything like it. Now, I haven't been to a wedding in years, so other than my own. So it was no big deal to me, but we got off the dance floor after the first, like, round of dancing, which is about a half hour, and a lot of the older people had just, they were gone. So, like, I wouldn't say half, but I would say probably 20 of the 60 people were gone after the first round of dancing. How about that? I never expected that.
No, I wouldn't expect that either. I don't know. I mean, me personally, I tend to always get up on the dance at a wedding. That's the fun. That's the best part of the wedding.
That's what we thought, too.
That's probably the only place where I do go and dance is at a wedding. But even if I didn't go up and dance, I wouldn't. I don't know. You just kind of hang out
leave.
And maybe you socialize, right? That's what you do.
We thought that, too, but a lot of the older people left early. So that was interesting. Not bad. I mean, if what you want to do is leave, then that's all right. The group that stayed, about 35 people, was our immediate families, our extended families, and then most of my friends who had traveled in from other places all over the country. And so that group was awesome. So, the dancing was hysterical. The first song that got everybody up, are you ready? I Want to Dance with Somebody, the Whitney Houston song. Yeah, and it was awesome, Jay. You would have loved it. It was so much fun. That was the song that really got everybody, the group that danced, everybody up. And so it was Bob and I. It was my brother's whole family. So my brother, his wife, my two nieces, and one of my nieces had brought her boyfriend. They danced the whole time. And the videos we have, because my brother... he doesn't care, right? He dances like a total idiot, and it's amazing.
It's a wedding.
It's amazing. So then one of Bob's sons and his girlfriend, fiance, they dance like nobody was watching too. My little brother who was there and his mom, who are family to me, we hadn't all been together in years, and so they were on the dance floor for most of the time. My friend Casey, who I hiked the Grand Canyon with, and her boyfriend, they were on the dance floor most of the time. And so it was like a group of, and then when the country music would come on, some of Bob's friends would get out and they would dance like the official country dances. So that was fun. But it was everything from Michael Jackson to Whitney Houston to some of your classic, like Dancing Queen and some of the other, like epic hits from the 80s and 90s. Yes. And it was like every song that came on, we would just all like, ah, and then start dancing again. It was awesome. We even had a circle where people were like dancing in the middle dancing out. So the dancing was amazing. I loved it. I really enjoyed that part. And mostly because it was our families. So that part was what really mattered to us, is that the people that we mostly wanted to spend the time with were there, and they were part of it, which was awesome. Something else that I loved about the reception, this is also on my list, is the shoe game. Remember we had talked about this ahead of time? It turned out really well. Now, by this time, a lot of people had left, but the ones that we cared about, it was really fun. His son and fiance did the emceeing for it, and they were hysterical. They have great personalities. They were funny. They made it funny. They had a little running commentary, and Bob and I couldn't see what the other person was doing. So the questions are asked, who's the better driver? Who's more stubborn? Who said I love you first? Those are examples of questions. And Bob and I are back to back, and we're holding one of each of our shoes, right? And so the answer, you either answer with his shoe or with my shoe. The first question they did this on the fly without letting us know. The first question was, which shoe smells worse, or which one of you has the smelliest feet? And so it wasn't fair because my shoes were older and his were brand new. And so his shoes smelled like they were brand new.
I'll let the other person determine that one. You let me know.
So after we would answer, then the group would have to move from, like, the people who were still there would have to move from one side to the other, either Bob's side or my side. And it was cool to see their answers, and they were laughing, and like sheepishly they would go to one side or another. Who's the better cook? So we each answered each other, because I was like, well, this is for the health of the marriage, right? But the entire room was on my side, which was hysterical. In fact, one of his sons was kind of hanging out in the middle and then like inched over to my side. And I was like, yeah, way to go. And he's like, sorry, Dad. And like,
you got him.
So anyway, it was cool. That was so much fun. The shoe game, we laughed so hard. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed that element of the reception. The cookie bar was a huge success. People have asked, do you know, Jay, we had more than 300 cookies. I mean, people just kept bringing cookies. Like, people showed
up.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was a requirement. Right. But we didn't realize that even people who didn't come to the wedding sent them ahead of time.
Oh, wow.
So the cookie bar was a huge success. And a couple of our 20-somethings, they arranged everything. So what we did was we put numbers next to the cookies. And after you would eat them, you would then write your number on a piece of paper and drop it in a jar. So no names associated with them. People, as soon as dinner was done, boom, right to the cookie bar. And people took cookies home. And we still ended up with a bunch left. But we encouraged our vendors, our photographer, our videographer, our coordinator, our DJ, take cookies. And then we did take some to the holidays. But it was a huge success. We had cookies coming out our nose. Like, it was, there were so many cookies. And it was awesome. Chocolate chip and then different bars and all kinds of fun, creative cookies. I do think Bob rigged it because I ended up winning the cookie bar.
I don't think he did.
You don't think so? Okay, maybe not. But the oatmeal butterscotch. Yeah. The oatmeal butterscotch ended up winning the night. My niece's cookies were second, which was fun. She did some Andy's Mints cookies. So they were chocolate cookies with like the Andy's Mints melted in the middle. And they kind of like spread out almost like a volcano, like lava over the side of the cookie. So they were really good.
How did Bob's do? Because I had tried them.
That's a good question. Bob's cookies, they were gone. I mean, that's the fun part, is that most of the cookies were gone, right? So that was awesome. We even had cookies that we forgot to put out that were still in the fridge when we got back to my mom's the next day. And so we had cookies for our, you know, for our celebration the next day. So that was amazing. The cookie bar was a huge success, and we're really happy with that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, still to come, the music from our entrance into the reception. This you gotta hear. In fact, Jay is going to play it for you so that you don't miss it. But there's a special element that we didn't even know of until we got to the reception. We had a sweet assist from someone who knew the music and decided we needed a prop to enhance the entrance. So that was pretty amazing. The top three moments from the wedding, those are unforgettable, and I can't wait to share those with you. And then before the show is done, probably next hour, though, what went wrong? Oh, Lordy. Thank you so much for caring. It's fun to share this with you now. I'm really excited. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. It's the portion of the show finally dedicated to the wedding story here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Nice.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This was the song that got everybody up on the dance floor. And by everybody, I mean those of us who were actually dancing. Can I tell you something I learned about my brand new husband on the night of our wedding? He's a monster on the dance floor. Like, I had never seen him dance. We had not ever been in a situation where we would dance. The man loses his mind. The smile on his face, the grin, he just cuts loose. It's amazing. The moves, like, who are you? What are you doing? He was dancing circles around me at one point. It was hysterical. So this song was awesome. I was singing to him during this song, and we had people all around us who were dancing. So Whitney Houston got everyone on the dance floor, which was awesome. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now Marco Belletti is here in studio, as well as producer Jay, of course. And Marco, you've been dealing with some sickness in your family, so you weren't here with us last night. I just want you to know we specifically waited for you.
Oh, wow.
Because we didn't want to tell the story. I couldn't tell the story without Jay and you, because you all have been so invested in this whole process over the last 4 months. And because we're friends, going back now for quite a long time, so you know what this means to me. So I'm going through some of the top elements of the wedding, things that I'll remember, and the reception too. And in addition to the fact that my new husband apparently thinks he's a professional dancer, I was really excited about our entrance into the barn. So we got married in a chapel that was out on a ranch, and there was a barn about 200 feet away. After we had done photos, which, by the way, were incredible sunset photos, though there was at least, there were two snafus during the photos, but I'll share those later. Yeah, seriously, I got bit by a horse. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Huh. Yeah. So, no, it's a funny story.
I'll tell you, I didn't think that was coming. A little bit of a curveball there.
Yes. So anyway, after we got done with photos, we were doing our grand entrance into the reception, into the barn. We had chosen, because I not only am a huge Star Wars fan, but John Williams is my favorite composer. We had chosen not the Star Wars theme, but the Imperial March to enter the barn.
Very good.
And this is where we walked in. So here's the funny part. Not only did that catch people by surprise because it was a total secret, the DJ who was playing the music also happened to be a huge Star Wars fan. So he comes to us after we're done with photos and says, "Hey, I brought these lightsabers for you." He had two life-sized lightsabers that flashed any color. You could be purple like Mace Windu. You could be green like Luke. You could be orange like Darth Vader. And he said to me, "Would you guys like to use them to enter the barn?" So not only did we have the Imperial March, but we had lightsabers. It was awesome. So my brother is the one who introduced us. Now introducing for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah. And we walk, so we wait till the music plays out a little bit. We can hear people like roaring and just like laughing or whatever. We walk in with lightsabers and they're like, "Wah!" It was probably one of the coolest moments of the entire day.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Jay, we had lightsabers. I almost said to the DJ, "Can I take this? Because I really need this for my producer."
I would have been floored. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, that part was awesome. So that was a really cool entrance to the reception. And it was, as I say, it was a secret. So it caught everyone off guard. So that part was really fun. Here's something that went wrong. So I'll skip ahead because I know, Marco, you will appreciate this. You have such a great sense of humor. I am going to be careful what I say because I know members of the family, our families listen. So I'll just say this. We walked into the reception and we were supposed to have dinner right away. So Bob and I sit down. We have a little table at the front. So we had two really long tables with 30 people on each side. Mm-hmm. And then we had our table kind of at the top.
Okay.
Right? So just the two of us. They brought us plates with our food.
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to eat while everyone else is going through the buffet line, and that'll give us a chance to eat. You know, a lot of bride and grooms don't eat, right? So we're sitting down about to eat, and I look down. So the insides of the tables had people as well as on the outside. I look down, and we had strategically put our seating chart together for a bunch of reasons. We wanted to mix people up, but we also wanted moms together and siblings together and 20-somethings together.
Mm-hmm.
I look down at my mom is at the far end of the table, and I'm thinking, what are you doing down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had name tags, again, seating chart that our coordinator took care of. I get up. I'm like, "Mom, what are you doing down here?" "Oh, I don't know. My name tag was down here." Someone from the family, I won't say which family, someone from the family had decided she did not like the seating chart and had picked up name tags and moved them all around. And of all the people in the world to move, she picks up the card that says mother of the bride and moves her to the other end of the table. So my mom's on the far end of the barn. I had said to my coordinator beforehand, "The seating chart, I understand, like it's, we've worked on it. The only thing that really matters to us is that the moms sit across from each other," because they had struck up a relationship the night before. They'd had a really sweet conversation. They were both really excited about getting to know each other more. Somehow, this family member decided that moving the mother of the bride would either not get noticed or would be okay.
Mm.
And so I look up. My mother is down at the other end of the table with her husband, who doesn't even have a seat. He's like in a chair in the middle of the aisle. And I get up. I'm like, "Mom, what are you doing down here?" "Well, I don't know. This is where my tag was." So I don't know what happened. So I start asking people to move down. I'm like, "Hey, I'm sorry, you guys. This is me. My wedding reception. I'm asking people to move down." No one would move. No one would move. Then the family member, I should have known at the time, starts giving me attitude. "Well, what about me? What about this?" Like at the at the reception. So the whole thing, I won't go into the whole thing. We got everyone moved. My mom got moved back to where she was supposed to be. And the family member who was responsible went off in a huff to a corner and refused to sit at a table with any of the other relatives or people who were attending the wedding. Mm-hmm. We didn't know at the time that she was the one who actually did it. Mm. Stands to reason now, right?
Wow.
So the next week is Christmas. We go and we spend time with both sides of the family. That family member apparently has spread the story all over of how B-I-T-C-H-E the bride was to make her move and blah, 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 blah. And so anyway, even though I didn't know it was her, I had no idea. I was just trying to get my mom back to where she was. So yeah, that was probably the thing.
Drama.
Yeah, so much drama from right. Again, you move anybody else, I probably don't even notice. You move my mother to the far end of a table and that's gonna flag.
Yeah. I mean,
can you imagine?
No, but I can't say I'm overly shocked because it feels like every wedding reception has some sort of drama from some member of a family somewhere.
And
that
this
usually happens.
This is without alcohol.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, drama is a little bit different. Drama doesn't need the alcohol to go with it. Alcohol is usually kind of like the, oh, geez. Drama is usually premeditated. That's a different type of situation.
Anyway, so people were still talking about it a week later at Christmas, the side of the family that felt wronged.
How can you justify that?
I don't know. I don't know how you could justify it.
Again, when you live in your own world, Botch, that's basically
no
what it comes down to.
Where you could do that at any wedding ever.
You'd be surprised how many people in this world lack self-awareness.
I suppose.
Read the room, please. Read the room. All I could think was, could you imagine if that was her daughter and someone moved her?
That right, would like, be a different conversation because, again, self-awareness.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. I mean,
so that was the big family drama at the wedding. Was that a family member?
Something. So
yeah,
right.
A family member. So it had nothing to do with someone getting drunk and blah
blah. At
least
they got rectified. That's not bad. That's
yeah,
not
but
bad.
By the bride.
Well, yeah, but it's not bad. It's not bad.
So anyway, come to find out, after we had moved everything and the person took herself off into a corner and refused to sit at a table, tried to get back to the food. Well, by that time it was too cold. So Bob and I did not. He ate some of his food. I ate a couple bites of potatoes. We really didn't end up because people were coming up to the table. They want to talk to us. So yeah, we heard that the meal was delicious mm-hmm. and it was hot and people loved it. Mm-hmm. So it was tenderloin. So beef tenderloin, which is amazing. Potatoes au gratin, maple glazed carrots, a chicken Milano, which was a pasta with a light sauce, a mushroom cream sauce mm-hmm. and the chicken. And then the honey butter rolls were awesome. Mm. So like garlic butter rolls that were glazed, they were awesome. So people loved the food, but we didn't really get a chance to eat any.
Yeah.
So we lament the fact that we didn't get a chance to try the meal. Right. But I heard that from a lot of people who said that you probably won't get to eat a lot.
No. And again, that's just a question of, I mean, most weddings, you don't, and then it's a question of why. Mm. There's always some sort of stupid reason as to why. You missed the one window that you had a chance to sit down for 10 minutes, and there's always something that comes up for it, and everybody tells you how good the food was, and you're like, I'm glad you liked it, because I didn't see it.
One thing that I didn't expect was how unbelievably nervous, and I would say even bordering on petrified I was, for the first dance. So I couldn't quite get over the fact that people were staring at the two of us dancing. Like, I tried to focus on Bob and the fact that we just gotten married, but I was so petrified that I think I was probably laughing like inappropriately. You know how Jay does? Well, Jay and I both laugh at inappropriate times. So the photos are really cool because there's moments where I've got my head back and I'm laughing, but all I could think about was how scared I was at everyone watching us dancing. I don't know. It's weird. It's like that's what stuck with me from our first dance, which was Frank Sinatra, The Way You Look Tonight. So that was our first dance. And it was really neat. The photos are amazing. But all I know is the entire time I was afraid.
Now you've seen all the photos already?
Oh, no. Actually, I just told Jay the photos arrived tonight. Wednesday evening. So we haven't.
That's fast. Okay.
Yeah. He told us 2 weeks. Bob and I agreed we'd wait until the weekend because I knew we want to spend a lot of time on them. And so we're waiting till date night on Friday. But yeah, we haven't seen them. I just know that they took bazillions. There were two photographers and a videographer. One more like crazy snafu that happened, which I'll share before you get to your update. So this is a big thing now with wedding videographers or event videographers. They have drones, right? So they get aerial footage. They have drones.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And we didn't even have to pay extra. The drone was included in our video.
That's cool.
Video footage. Yeah, which, by the way, we already have the video. Haven't watched it yet. Anyway, so we get done with our photos. And the videographer had been with the photographer. So, he was taking his own kind of footage while we were doing our photos, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So he wants to get some aerial footage of the chapel and the property and the barn. So we're finishing up our photos. They're doing the bustle on my dress so that I can walk into the reception, mm-hmm. my nieces and my sister-in-law. And all of a sudden we hear this, like this weird noise. We look over, the drone crashes right into a field. So it was a brand new drone, and the videographer puts it up in the air, and apparently the motor just blitzed, and it went like crazy. It picked up speed, it spun around, and then just crashed right into the field. So that was the end of the drone footage.
At least it was the field, and not where you were taking pictures.
Like,
you take the good with this. The good.
Could you retrieve the footage of that crash? That might be kind of cool.
Yeah, I would
maybe,
like to see that.
Maybe
actually.
It's on there. All right, so more snafus and what went wrong, but also more of our favorite moments from the wedding. And Jay is looking at your questions so that he can answer, or he can feel those and I can answer those. It is the wedding show. The only time you're going to hear it, that's it.
Bit by a horse.
I got bit by a horse. Would you like to hear that story next?
Yeah. Okay. If you piqued my interest. Yeah, that's every day. I mean,
no, it's not.
You know, drama is going to happen. Bit by a horse. That's not
drama's gonna happen where they move the mother of the bride.
I didn't say what drama. I said drama. There's always drama.
Yes.
But bit by a horse, that's different.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And the reason he bit me was even funnier.
Huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Reality television.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I can't wait till I get you on.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Marco Belletti is still here in studio because he wants to hear the story about the horse. And producer Jay, of course, I waited for these guys because I wanted to share my wedding stories when they were here so I could get their reaction. So we'll jump right to the photo. So two of the biggest issues popped up during the photos. Well, the horse biting me didn't turn out to be a big issue, but the whole photo thing was kind of funny.
I feel like we're burying the lead. Go ahead. It's your story.
Don't you worry. It's coming. So the photos were on this ranch. I mentioned this earlier before you were in here. The weather was perfect. It was glorious. It couldn't have been better. And the sun was setting. We planned it perfectly. So the sun was setting as we were taking photos. So there's a golden glow. It's beautiful on the ranch. The chapel, the barn, everything's wonderful. It had rained, as in like inundated with rain, Friday. So 48 hours before him. Okay. So I have to walk out into the property for some of the places we want to do photos. Like, for instance, there's an old tractor, a classic old tractor from like the 1940s or something. It's amazing. And it's actually still started up, weirdly enough. But anyway, they want to take photos out there. So I have to tiptoe in my high heels out to where the tractor is. Mm-hmm. My feet didn't get wet, but apparently the water, as I'm sinking in, these are older shoes, the sole came off my shoe. So as I'm walking to like the next place to take photos, I realize the sole of my shoe is hanging off. So my sister-in-law is like, what do I do? What do I do? I said, please go find some tape. She's like, okay. She goes into the barn. She gets the owner of the property to give her some duct tape. And so in the middle of our photo session, I'm sitting in a chair and she's duct taping the sole back onto my shoe. And the photographers are taking photos the entire time.
Wow.
It's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So that was really funny because Bob was like helping me. She's putting duct tape on my shoe. I'm sitting in a chair with my foot up in the air and they're taking photos the entire time.
They're like paparazzi. They're just popping it the whole way through.
I danced at my reception with one of my shoes held together by duct tape. So that was funny. No big deal. It didn't matter. I didn't trip or anything. Okay, so here's the part about the horse that you've been waiting for. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. This is the wedding show. So you've been given fair warning. The horse named Boss on the property was the owner's horse, and he was a paint, real pretty horse, white with awesome brown spots, big horse. His name was Boss, and he was eating hay. She told us we could take photos with him. There are also two donkeys, one named Ivan, who when I had showed up for our walkthrough had started eating my sweater. So I had to stay away from him because I was worried he would eat my wedding dress. Little did I know the horse would be feisty. So boss comes. So boss is about, I don't know, 3 feet from the fence. He won't come over right away. He's eating hay. He's not interested. Whatever, dudes. I don't care. We start taking photos and he finally comes over. Like I'm talking to him. I'm sticking my hands out. He finally comes over. He's doing that whole thing with which horses do with their lips, which is like tickle your hand or whatever. And so we're petting him and he's taking photos with us finally. And it's agreeable and everything's great. I turn away. So for the most part, we're looking at boss. So we're looking over the fence and the photographers are behind us.
Okay.
I turn away from boss and Bob and I are taking photos while we're petting him, but we're facing the camera. He decides that's not enough attention. He chomps down on my finger, as in like teeth biting my finger. There was a dent in my fingernail. That's how hard he bit me. And it didn't break the skin or anything, but it was really funny. It was almost like 30 seconds after I turned away, the horse is like, yo, I'm not done. I want some more attention. Where's my carrot? Where's my apple? Mm-hmm. Why are you out here invading my space without treats, essentially, and chomps down on my finger? So I hope the photographers got a picture of that as well.
I got to say, I think they did. I feel like they will. That's their job, to pop off the paparazzi.
There are photos of my sister-in-law taping my shoe back together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why would you need that?
Oh, everything. Get it all. Get it all. That's their job.
Got to document that.
Do you?
Exactly, yeah.
Part of the day.
It's your job to decide if you want to keep that photo or not. It's their job to take it.
But seriously. I mean, these are moments that I can laugh about now. Well, actually, I laughed about the horse then. It didn't bother me at all.
If the horse didn't break the skin, then you're all right.
No, he did leave a dent in my fingernail, but he did not break the skin. But it was really funny that the second I turn away, he's like, hey, what about me?
Yeah, well,
I'm the star of this show.
Horse doesn't know. Hey.
Yeah, he was awesome. Real pretty. Can't wait to see those photos. All right, coming up, we'll get back to more of the memorable moments. And also, Jay is taking your questions. He's seen a bunch of them. He's going to field them. We've given you fair warning. The middle 2 hours of the show are dedicated to the wedding story. Thank you so much for caring and for sharing my joy and my excitement. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus, just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
No, you don't have to buy custom window treatments in person, because Blinds.com invented a better way. Blinds.com is 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours for quotes from pushy salespeople. A Blinds.com designer helped me pick the perfect style for free.
Looking at your room, I think Wovenwood would look amazing.
Oh, and Blinds.com shipped free samples right to my door. You can DIY or book a pro like I did with just one click.
All done.
I got exactly what I wanted. And best of all, everything's covered with the Blinds.com 100% satisfaction guarantee. I would have paid more to make it this easy, but with Blinds.com, I paid less. Way less.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake.
And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.